Meanwhile, on the dueling ring, Merrick and Bakura face off, and I'll tell you what, Hannah, I was excited about this.
Yeah.
I was rubbing my hands together like, wait. Because I didn't expect it to happen.
Me neither.
It took me by surprise, and in a good way. And sometimes you love a good heel versus heel match. Especially with stakes.
Absolutely. Especially, well, technically it's a heel versus heel versus heel match, because we had like fucking three people there somehow.
That's true. Yeah. We have Evil the fatal Merrick. Three-way. Yeah, fatal. Yeah. Well, sort of a handicap match. We got Merrick. Yeah. It's like a manager single. Like when you play the video games, like single with manager sort of thing.
Right.
So we got Merrick as the manager for Bakura against Evil Merrick. Or Dark Merrick. So, Dark Merrick versus Dark Bakura. The loser goes to the Shadow Realm. The winner gets Merrick's body back and the Millennium Rod and all types of stuff.
In Japanese, are they going to the Shadow Realm or are they dying? We need to establish this every time.
Right, so the Japanese, it is a Shadow Duel. They are going to the Shadow Realm.
Okay, good. Yeah. They're not just getting their feet cut off or something. All right,
no, awesome. No, yeah. It's an actual Shadow Games match. Yeah.
It's an actual Shadow Duel, not a Doom Duel.
Two dark characters facing off, especially with the high stakes involved. It was very exciting. Merrick remembers Dark Bakura being attacked by Yuki Slifer, so that he was unconscious when Merrick used the Winged Dragon of Ra against Mai. Bakura has no idea how my god card works, so he won't know what to expect. Except Dark Merrick forgot. Bakura has the other Merrick inside him. You know, consensually.
Floating around.
Yeah. Dark Bakura agrees, saying Merrick knows Dark Merrick's strategy and his deck. Dark Merrick's like, you fools, I've changed most of the cards in my dueling deck. Dark Bakura says he will use Merrick's knowledge of the Winged Dragon of Ra to defeat him. Then Merrick wants to have some words face-to-face. So Dark Bakura yields the floor to our new hero, Merrick. He tells Dark Merrick that he will win his body back. Destiny is on his side. While he was occupying Taya's mind, he heard Ishizu tell the story of the day his darker half was born. The seeds were planted when he received the Tomb Keeper's initiation, and Dark Merrick began the path towards darkness. When he sent his father to the Shadow Realm, but we know in the Japanese, he killed him.
Yeah, straight up stabbed him. Whole bunch.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll make Dark Merrick pay for doing that to him and his father. It's interesting that Merrick cares about his dad here. Or at least is upset that somebody killed him with his body.
Yeah, no, this is a he had a common moment. But also, you know, if I woke up and saw, well, he didn't think that his hands committed the murder. He thought it was the other dude.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Confusing, yeah.
Yeah, if you had like a split personality that killed your father when you weren't in control, I'd probably feel some kind of way about it too.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not so much that the father was great. It's more that you made me murder someone.
You made me murder my father when I
didn't. I wasn't going to kill him. You know, like that's the kind of thing is that he probably wasn't going to kill him. He was probably just going to run away.
Right. He just wanted to get to the surface, man.
Yeah. No, he just wanted to be in the surface world.
He has the same motivation as Satan in the South Park movie.
Yeah, no, he didn't want to live fucking up there. Stab a guy. He just wanted to ride around on a little motorcycle.
Literally, he just wanted to ride a bike.
He wanted to ride bikes. He didn't need to fucking stab a guy.
He wanted to feel the sun on his face, the wind against his back. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Dark Merrick says...
horribly scarred back.
Yeah, with all the Tomb Keeper initiations. Yeah.
Jesus.
Dark Merrick says, I was born out of your hatred and jealousy and anger, which makes you just as guilty. Merrick's like, maybe, but from now on I'll make up for everything I've done. And this is, my friends, is what we call a baby face turn. That's right. As Shizu said, there's still good in Merrick. And this is his redemption arc. If he wins his duel, but he probably won't.
Baby face turn, however, I don't know if I was Yugi and them, if I'd, like, forgive him ever for the whole shipping container thing.
Yeah, that was a lot. He definitely was out here doing the most.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was a lot. He did a lot. Dark Bakura. That's all very... it's Dark Bakura. It's like, how very touching. Merrick thinks that Odion shielded him from the truth, and for years, he believed that Shoddy killed his dad. Which is really funny. He just thought Shoddy killed his dad. Okay.
That would have been useful. Shoddy would have... Honestly, I kind of wish Shoddy killed his dad.
Yeah, or Shoddy could have said, hey, I didn't kill your dad, you killed your dad. You have an evil guy inside you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Shoddy also could have, like, told him that. Instead of giving, like, cryptic shit and then, like, bouncing somewhere else.
Shoddy is so fucking useless.
He's for so a guy useless. Who, he like, totally should have killed his dad.
For a guy who presumptuously...
Put him in some kind of, put him in one of those prison things, but not full of sand. Just trap him.
Yeah. He's a shitty oracle, Shoddy. He's like...
Yeah.
He's like if the... Like,
doesn't even tell you the whole prophecy.
No. Shows up after shit happened. Tells you stuff that he's not gonna prevent. So what's, like, his point? Like, would this show be any different if Shoddy didn't exist?
Yeah, no.
Nothing would be different, right?
Nothing.
He's never done anything.
I mean, the intro wouldn't have him appearing from the floor, but other than that, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We wouldn't have that episode where he walked around Yugi's mind palace.
Yeah.
But, which we're gonna reference here in a bit. But anyway.
Yep.
I love the shit talk here between the two. Dark Merrick's like, it's too late to do anything about it now. And then Merrick goes, not really. Once you're defeated, I'll have my revenge. Dark Merrick's like, without me, you won't even exist. And then Dark Bakura jumps in. He's like, Merrick has been keeping some secrets from me. If he wants my help, it will cost him. Merrick says, okay, that's fine. If we win the duel, I'll give you the Millennium Rod. And Bakura's like, that's our old deal. What's this about the power of the Pharaoh? Is their magic stronger than that of the 7 Millennium Items? What secrets are you keeping from me? Merrick promises to tell Dark Bakura everything if they win.